Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official five-star technicians. Love Crop Metcalf. I see them almost every day these days. If you're looking to be a new HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this, what is it, a Wednesday morning? Wednesday morning, May 5th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Looks like Bishbox is out today. He's got some issues with the stomach. So the boys behind the glass on camera today.
Oh, there it
What's up, Drabby and Valdez?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Finally.
It is Cinco de Mayo. You're correct. Snoozed on that.
Did you get your own laptop up there, or is that the old camera? Because I was under the impression that the camera wasn't working.
Laptop.
They got the laptop up high in the studio.
Well, that's how they have always done
No, the camera was in a different spot of the room that you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's where they've always had it there, Ricky. But it's you know, I feel like you deserve a closer shot, but that's okay.
The farther the way away, the better.
Put it on the to-do list. Big old to-do list over there in the studio.
Right. So I don't know if you guys were listening just 2 minutes before we jumped on. Boomer Esiason did his minute, his Odyssey minute.
Yeah.
And he was railing against the NHL for only giving Tom Wilson a $5,000 fine.
Well, full disclosure, he is a full-on Rangers fan.
Understood.
So, just take that into account.
Understood, but I wanted to bring up, and I know Eric was sparring with some of our listeners, I did earlier in the day yesterday on social media, that
just responding to
didn't think that we should even have an opinion. Like, their opinion is we should just be 100% behind the team. And what I said is, well, we root for the team. That doesn't mean we have to agree with everything that happens on the ice. And we can be wrong.
Sure. We've been wrong a million times.
Our opinion was Tom Wilson took it too far and probably should be suspended.
Well, also, given his history, he has to be particularly careful.
Right.
Of course, the diehards, they're going to defend Willie no matter what, and that's fine. I think, as we said multiple times yesterday, I know I've pretty much defended him in almost all of those hits because I think they're bang-bang. Guys bend down, whatever. Things happen. I mean, I think he wants to hit guys hard, but I don't think he necessarily wants them to be the way they're perceived. But I thought the other day it was just a little over the top. I thought it was crazy, and given his history, that he'd be in trouble. But clearly the NHL has spoken, and maybe keen observers of the league know this better than we do. They don't really care about fighting. To me, the message that they sent was, you guys could fight all you want. We don't care. It's the boarding, the borderline hits that's what we're really concerned with. So, and Willie probably knows that. And, you know, so they, you know, they fine him the max. He gets no suspension. It's great if you're a Caps fan. We're all Caps fans.
Sure.
It's great. But I got a kick out of people saying, there will be consequences. The junkie spent hours talking about Wilson and how he's going to get a 10-game suspension. And we were just discussing it.
What are those people talking about?
I don't know.
Repercussions? Consequences? What is going on in people's brains?
There's going
brains?
To be zero consequences.
Right.
What is the consequence going to be? The four diehards aren't going to listen? Knock yourself out. Right? Knock yourself out.
The four or five people who are the biggest hockey snobs on the planet who don't want anybody new coming into their sport, who are unwelcoming. So
Coach Laviolette's not going to call in.
Right.
Let me tell you something. He's going to.
Yeah. Right. We're not going to do our three Caps guests every week. I mean, come on.
People are insane.
Here's what they don't know.
Maniacs.
It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Your job is just to give opinions and be entertaining.
Right. That's our gig.
And we're not supposed to just be blind cheerleaders. I'll take it to the extreme. Because a lot of these people think, well, you should only be saying positive things about the Washington Capitals. You didn't mention the fact that they won the game, which I think we did mention.
But the bigger story was what was going on with Tom Wilson and the three-ring circus that broke out on the ice.
Exactly. What if Tom Wilson actually decapitated somebody on ice? Are we supposed to have the approach that you guys are saying on social media that we can't say anything negative about the team? We're only supposed to be cheerleaders?
How would we
handle that?
I saw one delicate flower that tweeted something along the lines of, "You made Tom Wilson sound like a monster."
I like your Twitter voice, Cakes.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what you should do? Tweet him back. Find that tweet and tweet him back a picture of your ring. That would make me laugh.
Yeah, that's what I should do. That's a great flex. It is the ultimate flex because, hello, just to remind everybody, especially the real smarmy Caps fans, we are Stanley Cup champions. We have Stanley Cup champion rings. I don't know what to tell everybody. Yeah. And I know it enrages those people.
It's the same thing with Washington football fans who don't want you to criticize the quarterback play or some aspect of the team. The blind homers that can't take criticism, even if it's wrong, it's insane. It's insanity. And by the way, that was our opinion. I don't think my opinion has changed. I thought it was kind of over the top. I thought UFCing the guy was a little ridiculous. I thought the Hulk Hogan thing he did, I think all that stuff was just way over the top. But the NHL clearly doesn't care.
I'm not an expert like the head of player safety who the Rangers are calling out, basically saying that he's performed a dereliction of his duty by not suspending Tom Wilson. Far be it from me to have an issue with him for just fining Tom Wilson the maximum and not suspending him any games.
And
because he clearly didn't see anything suspendable on the video.
Okay, that was their choice.
Correct.
Doesn't mean that the NHL is right, by the way.
Oh, I believe they're right. I believe it was the correct decision.
Okay. Of course.
Because Willie's missing no games.
Right. But, I mean, here's an example, and you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. If I received a championship ring from the Capitals just a couple years ago, I would have their backs, just like the teammates, coaches, GM staff, and true fans.
Right.
I'm surprised you guys don't see it that way. You shouldn't have buried him on the airwaves.
Hey, we gave our opinion. I think that's what makes us somewhat interesting, is that we give you our opinions.
We're honest.
Yeah.
Do you want us to be fake cheerleaders all the time?
Some do.
Let's say, for example, in the NFL draft, which we all thought Washington did a good job. Let's say in the NFL draft, Washington selected 7 running backs. Did you want us to come on the air and say, unbelievable draft, A+, they addressed all their needs, 7 running backs?
Some do.
Some don't want you to talk about the fact that they've been a bottom dweller in the NFL basically ever since Snyder took over the team. People want you to gloss over this entire era and say, well, how can you guys criticize the team and be so negative? Look at their on-field results. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm surprised that he was only fined $5,000. We understand sometimes there's reputation, but to me it looked like he took it a little too far.
Hey, JP, that was the maximum allowable fine.
Well, remember, it was. But remember, that was part of the equation.
Right.
A large part of the discussion was Wilson knows that they're gunning for him, but he probably also knows that they don't care about fighting, right? So no matter what, if you smash a guy's head into the ice, you body slam
him
with no helmet.
Which Sidney Crosby was doing last night.
Right. If you body slam a guy with no helmet, if you UFC him when he's down, apparently the league does not care. They literally don't care.
Right.
So,
and,
okay.
And I think we should make this perfectly
they
clear.
They think it's fine. What do I care?
We should make this perfectly clear. Whether we agree or disagree with suspending a player, we're rooting for the Washington Capitals.
Of course we are.
All of us on the show want the Capitals to go on a tremendous run and win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we want them
to win the Stanley Cup. That doesn't mean you agree with everything that happens.
Somebody on Twitter yesterday basically said, JP was rooting for Tom Wilson to be suspended for the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs. And my response was, why would any of us root for that? We're all Capitals fans. Why would we root for Tom Wilson to be suspended for 15 games? That makes no sense.
He doesn't like your opinions and your Caps takes. Go start a podcast.
Right.
Right. You're more than willing to. It's more than available to you. Go contact Odyssey and see if you can get on their podcast network and their platform.
Is there another show where they can listen to the coach every week, to one of their star players every week, to listen to their analyst every week? I don't think so.
And I got to tell you, when you mentioned
themselves, they don't like your opinion.
You mentioned the interview with Lars Eller. I got to tell you, I had a certain opinion after watching Tom Wilson's fight and seeing all the angles and as we were talking about it on the show. Lars, I thought, had a reasonable response, and he kind of swayed me a little bit.
He was very passionate about it. He said it was no big deal.
Yeah.
And we let him talk for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And look, I'll admit, people also go, you guys don't know anything about hockey. I'll raise my hand and admit I'm not some sort of hockey expert. You know what I am? An average Joe fan that turns on the games and watches them, just like you.
Right. Well, why are you guys even spending 3 seconds worrying about
That's a good question, Drab. I don't know the answer to it.
You think Colin Cowherd is staying up late at night because he's got people telling him he got something wrong?
Of course not.
Right. Hey, did you see what Ryan Whitney said about it? Ryan Whitney is played in the NHL a long time. He's on the Spit and Chicklets podcast with Marshall.
Yeah. I did not see
He said, another reminder to every moron crying that Tom Wilson should be kicked out of the league. He wasn't even suspended.
Right. I mean,
and then he dropped this audio.
Tom Wilson should be kicked out of hockey. You're an idiot, Whit. Bad take. This ain't it.
I believe EB's favorite talking head, Keith Olbermann, went just off the rails and said something along the lines of, he needs to be arrested and thrown out of the game. Speaking about Tom Wilson.
Hey,
and he wasn't even suspended one game.
Well, again, 2 minutes before we came on the air, it was the Odyssey Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason. And you're right, he's a New York fan. He's a Rangers fan. But he basically said the same thing. He said he should have to apply for reinstatement into the league.
Yeah.
And you know what? Boomer's not the head of NHL player safety. Last time I checked, maybe he is, or maybe he serves underneath that guy. But I'm pretty sure that's not in his job description.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's great for the Caps because they were, and this is something that we talked about, they were at a crossroads yesterday, right? Now one of the guys is on the COVID list. Is that just a list?
Yes, Kuzi's on the list. I mean,
what is going on there? Because I think Neil Greenberg tweeted that the COVID list can be for COVID, for contacts, and it can be for other suspensions.
Cakes, did you send a gift to George Peros?
I did not. I probably should.
The head of NHL Department of Player Safety.
I did not. But I wanted to tell Boomer, enjoy the last 3 games of the Rangers season. Because their season's coming to an end in a few days.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching Tom Wilson and the Caps in the playoffs.
Right.
So have fun watching the Rangers in the offseason.
I learned something, and it's interesting, and it's fine. The league doesn't care about fighting at all. You can do whatever you want. All is fair in love and war. And so if you want to just throw down, do whatever you want in a fight, the league does not care. So that's good. It's good for Tom.
Right.
It's great for him.
Two thumbs up.
I mean, who's a better fighter than him? He's got to be one of the top five in the league.
And again, I just want to emphasize it. The four of us that host the show, the two producers, want nothing more than the Capitals to win every game and certainly go on a long playoff run. Because that only helps us.
Mm-hmm. Of course it does.
But that's
we're not rooting
stop
for them
you,
to lose. We're not rooting for them to have suspensions. We're not rooting for misery.
Right. But it's not.
We just call it like we see it.
It's not going to stop us, though, if someone plays like ass or they do something we think puts the team in jeopardy.
Correct.
We're going to call it out. It is what it is.
Hey, and if we were wrong, I guess there's a first time for everything.
Yes.
Hey, I gave up on the Wiz. I said, Brooks has got to go. He was just coach of the month, and you know, they're going to the playoffs. It happens all the time.
Russell Westbrook's playing like an MVP.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines at 1-800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan all year long, celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. You know, on the show, the four of us, there's a split, there's a divide. Cakes and Bish Bucks are pet owners. EB and I are not.
Mm. Yep. Correct.
I have to say, I don't think I will give in, but yesterday we're kind of settling in here into the new neighborhood, and we went for a walk and met a bunch of neighbors. It was like a two-hour walk by the time we got back. Everybody in this neighborhood has a dog, and my little one loves them. Loves them.
They all
now,
do.
I got to tell you, the previous owners of this house had a dog, and there are two doggy doors, including one in her bedroom which like goes to outside. And I actually told our contractor, I was like, when you're done with everything, before you go, you're going to cover up that doggy door, okay? You're going to just blast out that piece of wall and put some new drywall down, and there's going to be no evidence that there was a dog in this house.
That's right. Before. It only leads to bad things for you.
And I think EB's had this kind of tug at times. When your kids love them so much, it's hard to just keep saying no. And I will. I'm trying to stay strong.
You're fighting the good fight.
Yeah, and my wife was a previous dog owner before she met me. And I've always kind of held strong.
Listen,
but part of it, too, was part of my thing was I would always say, we don't even have a yard.
Right.
We're living in a townhouse.
Sure.
Well, now we have a backyard with a fence.
Right.
Like, that excuse is hogwash now.
Right. Here's the thing. I like dogs, like, for a moment, to pet
right.
them.
I agree.
And I want my kids to have joy. but I don't want to be held down by them. I don't want to say I got to go home because I got to let the dog out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I can't go to the beach, you know, spur of the moment because right. I don't know where to put the dog.
Who's the pet sitter? Who's going to watch the dog for the week?
I don't want to deal
That's
with
a thing. That's a real thing.
I don't want to have to get up in the middle of the night and take the dog out to go poop. I don't want to deal with any of the dog owner stuff.
Well, yeah, I meet this neighbor and he's got two beautiful dogs and Isabella takes one on a leash. And he's like, playing with me. He's like, you're going to have to get your daughter a dog.
No, you're not.
He had just told me.
Wow.
He had just told me
that he
spent $7,000 because his dog, which is less than a year old, broke an elbow or something like that. And I said, how would you even know that he had a banged up elbow?
The dog can't walk.
Okay, because the dog was limping around. Right. And then I said, well, don't you have pet insurance? And he said, yes, but somehow it wasn't covered. Financial side of it is a little overwhelming.
Oh, it can get pricey.
And then, you know, EB always points to this. Eventually, you're going to have heartbreak. I just saw our boy Schwartzy, the white rapper. I saw he put a message. He'd had a dog for years and years, kind of like Drab, right? And the dog, unfortunately, had to put down. And so he put out a message to, like, his followers and was like, listen, should I go and get this new dog? He was going to rescue this dog. He's like, the thing is, I'm about to travel. Like, he has a job that travels all over the place. He was like, should I do that? You know, just not take this dog, rescue this dog, or bring a dog in and then have my life dominated by the dog. And the dog, first of all, probably ruining the house. Okay. Number two, like you said, you got to find sitters. You're just controlled by the dog.
Right. I also say this. I was, I won't say where, but I recently got a ride from someone, and they apologized to me in advance. They said, there's a teenager drives my car, and, you know, we have a dog, and it said, you know, the car's a show. And I think, how bad can the car be?
Right.
I get in the car. There's literally fur everywhere. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Like, Drabby, you guys are dog owners. There was fur all over the dash, all over the seats, all over the floor.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Fur everywhere. And, you know, probably from years of, I don't even know.
I mean, at some point you have to clean it
Does
up.
Does that happen? Like, is that like a thing?
Like, well, like if you
I mean,
own
if you
dogs.
Have like a golden retriever.
Well, even if you don't bring the dog into the car, like just by being around the dog in the house, you transfer the dog fur into the car, even without them being in the car.
I've never seen anything like that.
To go like vacuum it out from time to time. You can't just let it build up over 5 years and then give E-Bizzle a ride.
I think the excuse
that person's just unkempt.
No, I think the excuse was the teenager drives the car.
Okay, all right.
Teenager's unkempt.
Well, most are. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you that last night was the first time I've been 100%, and I still said this to people. I was like, you know what? The best dog, the neighbor's dog. And I've been 100% against it, but last night was the first time I would say there was like a 0.5% crack in me. You know what? Maybe down the road.
Well, now with all of your neighbors owning dogs, it's a dog-a-palooza in the neighborhood.
It
then,
is.
Then she just you just pass them off to all the neighbors.
I do know this, that if I do get a dog, I want a chiller dog. I don't want a dog that barks, like zero barks. And I don't want a dog that like jumps all over you. I want a chiller dog.
Right. You want a dog that just lays down like in a dog bed and does zippy.
Well, no, they can be outside, but like because I probably encountered, I don't know, 6 to 8 dogs last night, and we would stop and like, oh, you're a new neighbor and that sort of thing and have these conversations. And there was one that was the most well-behaved dog. It was a bigger dog. I don't know the breed of dog. I'm not great at breeds of dogs, right? But it was a pretty big dog, but it didn't bark. It didn't, like, move. It when she said sit, it sat. Didn't jump all over you. You could just kind of put your hand there, and it would lick you. Chiller dog.
I think you're going to get one. I think you're already there mentally.
I said 0.5%. That means 99.5% against
I'd be willing to bet he's going to.
I think he's going to buckle. You think you're at 0.5. You're like at 45.
No.
Yeah, you are.
He's higher than a 0.5.
Yeah. He's way higher than a 0.5 because he's already rationalized.
He's talking
kind
about
of
it.
Dog.
Yeah, it's in his brain.
It's a quick acceleration. It's like that guy who says, yeah, we're just looking at homes just to see. And the next thing you know, I got an offer on a house. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what happens. You
start
to get
sized. Well,
it
took me over 2 years to pull the trigger on buying a house. So
I understood.
You know, look, you know what I need to do first? I got to buy a new air conditioning unit.
Yeah, that's first and foremost.
I'm not going to buy a dog that's going to make me pay $7,000 for elbow surgery.
Can the dog make it 71 and perfect in your house? I don't think it can.
No.
Last
no,
time I checked.
Prop Metcalf can.
Yes, they can. They
so
can make
my
that
main
happen.
Focus. You know, anyway, I will admit, and EB's going to say 45%, I will admit it was the first time that there was even a crack.
Yeah. I get pounded by my 11-year-old almost daily. Can we get a dog?
Really?
Can we get a dog? Can we get a dog? Almost every day.
Does she, like,
day.
Show you pictures? Do you guys go on? See, your neighborhood is a little, I don't know, it's similar to my neighborhood. I guess maybe a little bit more spread out.
Not really.
You live on a big hill, so I don't know. Do you go walks and, like, see a million dogs?
Well, we did a lot of that during the heart of the pandemic. We were out walking every day. I mean, yeah, we see dogs all the time. I mean, yeah. Of course. Who doesn't see dogs? And when we go, you know, we have certain houses. Like, I drop her off at a certain house to go to volleyball. They have a dog. You know, right. You know, everyone has dogs.
Right.
Literally, the only people that don't have dogs are the Bickles and the Flames.
Right. And we didn't have them growing up. I mean, I'll tell you, my mom... And I think she was traumatized. She had a very girly room where she grew up in Puerto Rico. She only had brothers. And the brothers eventually had a dog. At least this is the way my mom would tell the story. And they had this dog. She had a younger brother, Marcos, 10 years younger. Carlos, 16 years younger. And the dog would jump on her bed and pee on the bed and ruin her nice room. So I think that... you know, scarred her as a child. She was like, I'm never going to have a dog.
Right.
And my dad, EB knows this. He'd come over to my house. My dad, he freaking would let squirrels in our house. Literally put, you know, he was in his wheelchair in his later years, but he literally would put nuts on his thigh and the squirrels would start looking inside the house. And then they get brave enough. They'd come in, they'd climb his leg, take the peanut and go. He loved animals and he would play with like the neighbor's dogs.
Wild
but
animals.
My mom would say, either a dog or me. She won, clearly, married for 40 years, right?
Yeah.
And so I kind of came from that mentality that, nah, I don't really want to have a dog. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money.
Here's the scenario where I could see having a dog, and it's just totally selfish, is that when all the kids are gone, the classic cliche, get a dog
right.
to have
that's, well, that's
something.
Why, that's why you know. Jason got his dog, is that his daughters were growing up and weren't spending
do you
time
think
with
that's
them.
Why,
oh,
do you
I
think
definitely
that's why?
Think that's why.
Yeah. I could see that, honestly, because you invest so much of your life into your kids. And, you know, in about 2 to 3 months or so, we'll be down to one, right? Cakes is pretty close to that, too.
I'm really close to being down to zippy.
Right.
I'm down to one.
I'll be down to one.
Start
in like
banging in the kitchen.
Three months.
But you're at least two out of your three cakes.
Yeah.
They say they live 15 minutes away. They're going to College
Park.
Yeah,
I mean, one of my kids is in Baltimore. The other one's in College Park. They're close.
Your favorite one's in College Park.
This is untrue. This is not documented anywhere. This is sullying my
I
name.
I noted it. It's fine. I'm sure Kurt's okay with being second fiddle.
Please.
Maybe third.
This is all made up.
But anyway, so I could see myself being that couple that gets a dog and, like, you know, walks the dog together.
I actually think Eric will get some sort of pet. I don't know what kind.
Well, I'll tell you
but
this.
Because Eric's become so invested in his kids that that when they're all gone, he won't know what to do.
Well, we're all the same
I
way.
Know, but just,
none of us, I'm not anyone.
I mean, you're driving 8 hours a weekend to go see your kid play. I mean, that's...
Well, you'll understand it when you have kids. You'll see. You'll see.
You'll see.
Yeah. You will see. Yeah, I could see it because you do. You get wrapped up in all of your kids' activities, and when they don't care about you anymore, then you got to look for something else to do.
But you've held the fort with your
youngest
Kate, asking you for the dog.
It would, like, thrill her to get a dog.
Isabella last night said, "Can I take this dog with me?" I was like, that's the neighbor's dog. And literally, like I said, probably ran into 6 to 8 dog owners and had really nice conversations. And 2 or 3 of them said, "When are you guys getting a dog?" I was like,
see, now you have neighbor pressure.
But here's the thing I will say. not being a dog owner, you know, I mean, I did have a dog for a couple, you know, a year and a half or whatever it was in college. I'm not really intrigued by them. When I see the neighbors walk their dogs, it's not like I notice them. My wife the other day said to me, so-and-so's dog, and I had, you know, they've had the dog for like 3 years. I have no idea what the dog looks like. I don't know if it's a black dog. I have no idea. I know they have a dog. I have no idea what it looks. I don't know if it's a big dog, small dog. I don't know if it's a lab, a poodle.
I'm not surprised.
Because I don't pay attention. It means nothing to me. So when they walk the dog, I'm not staring at the dog. If anything, I'm looking at the people, and I'm acknowledging the human beings.
You can't connect the neighbor to their dog.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about their dog. I don't care about their dog.
Do you know the names of any of the dogs? Like, I just met a few dogs. I now know their names.
My one buddy named his dog after Ezekiel Elliott. So the dog is Zeke.
Got you. Yeah. All right, let's go to Corey in Woodbridge, line two. Corey, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Corey?
Hey, guys.
Hey Corey. What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, so I just moved to Woodbridge, and every single person in my neighborhood has a dog. So, and I got three kids. So the way I tell folks who are thinking about getting a dog, which we're not, is you got to have a limit to the amount of kids you want in your house. And I see dogs as a special needs child. So if you're okay with five kids and you got three kids, then get two dogs. If you only want one kid and you got one kid, don't get a dog, because that's a special needs child that you're going to be taking care of for at least 10 to 15 years. And if you don't have the lifestyle that's going to handle that, then no, don't do a dog. Just let the kids play with your neighbor's dog.
Yeah, it's just the extra responsibility. You're exactly right. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want hair all over my stuff. I don't want my floors pummeled. There's nothing about it. I don't want to go to the pet food store.
Drab, can you take a picture of your floors? Because he said that his floors are pummeled, right? I want to see a picture of your hardwood floors.
Yeah, but other people have it just depends on how nice of floors you have. I think I have the entry-level hardwood floors.
Oh, yeah.
That aren't built
you have generic numbers.
That aren't built for 133-pound Rottweilers.
I will say this. I will say this. My daughter yesterday, who's like the super entrepreneur, if she has an hour, she's going to try to figure out a way to make some money. She did like a, I guess, I don't know if it was Uber Eats or one of those Instacart things, right? She had an hour, so she wanted to do a delivery. She delivered dog food to some donk in Bethesda. And she said it took an hour to pick it up and to deliver it. She said she made $22 on the delivery. How's that possible, Cakes?
It's pretty solid. Has that person never heard of Chewy.com?
Yeah, I guess not.
It's a pretty popular website to have food delivered to your doorstep.
What guy is paying someone $22 top of whatever the food costs?
Some Richie McRicherson in Bethesda that has a lot of disposable income.
But the fee
care.
Was like $17 to pick up a dog food.
I mean,
and then she got a $5 tip.
It's kind of weird.
Isn't that weird?
Seems weird to me.
I don't want to be in that game. I don't want to pay $100 for dog food.
You think we pay $100 for dog food?
Yeah. I remember when I had a dog, I went to the Greenbelt Giant, and I got the cheapest dog food. You think I care if the dog likes the food?
Yeah, you got like dog chow.
I got the cheapest, driest, crappiest, biggest bag I could get.
By the way, I missed my Purina One endorsement from way back in the day. I'd like it to come back. I would endorse dog food.
Yeah. I care if my dog likes the flavor.
Well, it's not about the flavor.
The nutrition?
Yes.
Whatever. They all have the same
ingredients,
vitamins.
Ricky.
They're all the same. I got the cheap, dry one. Cheapest you could find.
All right. Should mention, coming up a little bit later in the show, Brian McFadden is going to join us. That's at 7:20, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, as we still talk about the draft and what's moving forward here in the NFL season. So we'll talk to Brian McFadden coming up at 7:20. And Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM and president of baseball operations, at 9 o'clock. Coming up next, though, it's a game show Wednesday. Ooh. We'll give you chances to win some great prizes. You can call in now at 800-636 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. If you want to get in on Game Show Wednesday, 800-636-1067.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back to a Game Show Wednesday here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm perusing the MGM National Harbor poker calendar, and oh, looky there. It is the first Wednesday of the month. That means it is the Cakes Classic tonight, 7:15 p.m. Cards will be in the air. $320 buy-in. If you knock your pal Cakes out, you scoop my $300 bounty. Knock anybody else out, $50 bounty. Goes straight into your pocket. I believe it's a star-studded field tonight. It's your pal Cakes. I believe Rom the card counter will be there. And our pal Richmond John is going to be there. We're going to be sharing some tasty libations, I believe, pre-tournament at MGM National Harbor. So come on out. It will be a good time tonight.
Please. All right, we're going to play Missing Link here on a Game Show Wednesday. If you want to get in, 800-636-1067. I think the easiest example to explain Missing Link is Tim Blank Donuts.
Easiest ever.
Tim so. Dunkin' Donuts.
So
that's
easy.
How you play Missing Link.
Yes.
We'll give you 10 seconds to noodle it, and if you do it, you can win a prize. We have copies of MLB The Show to give away. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Rob in Reston on line two. Rob, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
All right, Rob, here is your missing link. Kyle Blank Wrench.
You got to get this.
Kyle Blank Wrench.
Don't be a donk. I can't believe
it's 10 seconds.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, EB,
seconds,
did
yeah.
you can you noodle that one?
Say it again.
Kyle yeah. Blank Wrench.
I mean, you especially should get it, EB.
Kyle Monkey Wrench. Kyle.
Who do you know named Kyle Monkey?
All right, hold on, Kyle. Hold on. I'm stuck on Monkey Wrench.
Hold on.
It's the only wrench you can think of.
I know.
Why don't you think of your Kyles? How many Kyles do you know?
I know you have a nephew named
right,
Kyle.
And one that may, I don't know, dovetail into wrench.
I know. Can you just let me think about it for a
second?
Know,
all the Kyles.
I want to hear all the wrenches Eric knows.
Well, there's I don't really know. I mean, there's a wrench that, what's a rat, like a ratchet set thing. Like, what do they call those kind of wrenches? Hold on.
Go through the list of Kyles besides Kyle Bickle.
I'm not good at that.
Think of a Kyle that you're kind of into.
Kyle. Like what sport, Cakes?
He's in the tunnel.
Hold on. What sport, Cakes, am I into?
Football. He's a football player. He's a football player. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is actually happening.
Allen wrench.
Yes.
There you go.
Kyle Allen is not on front of mind for me.
I mean, he's not?
No,
he's a quarterback on your team.
He's a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, but you're into him. You love him.
I think he's decent.
That is an example. If you ever hear the junkie say, I'm in a tunnel, that is an example of the tunnel. He couldn't get out.
And Allen wrench, is that the one that's like five sides or something?
Allen wrench is the one that they give you if you buy furniture at IKEA and you got to put it together.
Or like a bike.
Or to fix the bottom of like your garbage disposal. You throw the Allen wrench in the bottom and you wiggle it a little bit and it's good.
What do they call like the ratchet thing? Like you have a ratchet set. What kind of wrench is that called? Is that not really a wrench? Where you put all the different...
Like a socket?
Yeah,
like socket set. Wrench. Adjustable socket.
Yes.
You call it a socket wrench?
Or socket set.
Yeah. We call it a ratchet set. No? You've never heard that before? No.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ray's on line one. Ray, you're on with the junkies. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time, first time.
All right, Ray, you got 10 seconds to figure out this missing link from cakes.
All right, Ray, here we go. Sloppy, blank... Ross.
What was the last word?
Sloppy blank Ross.
Sloppy Joe Ross.
Yeah, you're a winner. It's that easy. You get.
By the way, I didn't even need to hear Ross once you said sloppy.
I'm trying to give away prizes here. I'm trying to make it easy.
What does he won, Cakes?
Wins a copy of MLB The Show 21 video game. MLB The Show 21 is ready to play on both PlayStation and Xbox consoles. Get it now for PlayStation and Xbox consoles at theshow.com.
By the way, Joe Ross, he pitched fairly well yesterday in the loss. He allowed 2 earned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 5 1/3.
Right, and then Rainey came in, and the pitcher hit a grand salami.
All right, who's up next?
That's a show. He smoked it, too, out to center field. Did we do Clay? I'm sorry if we did.
I think we did Ray, not Clay.
All right, let's try Clay, line two. Clay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right, Clay, figure out the missing link. Matt Blank of Law.
Matt Blank of Law.
I'm silly. I know this. Silly.
What is the missing link? Matt Blank of Law.
Throw up the X on him, Valdez.
Hold on. Don't flex, Cakes. I understand you know.
I like how Valdez just gives him a hang-up signal.
I do like that.
I don't have a sound effect.
That works. Fine. That
all
works.
Right, hold on.
I kind of like the suddenness.
Matt of Law? School of Law?
You're tantalizingly close.
It actually rhymes with school, EB, but it's not school of law.
Pool of law? Tool of law? Fool of law? Oh, in law? No. Pool of law. Pool.
It
pool.
Rhymes with
pool of law.
School.
School.
I already told him that,
and
Cakes.
Pool.
That's what I'm saying. School, pool,
and
pool.
Fool.
No, it's an awful missing link.
What do you have you got?
I think I just noodled it, but it's an awful one.
All right, what is it?
Rule of law. Matt Rule is your head football coach at Carolina.
I hate this game.
All right, let's punch up Brian in Woodbridge, line four. Brian, what's up?
Brian?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Hey,
Brian, buddy. Fill in this missing link. Antonio Blank Guitars.
Oh, see. That one I got.
By the way, that's crazy, Cakes. I have the same one written down.
You do?
Yes. No, you don't.
Yes, do. You're a winner. It's simple. That's how easy the game is.
See, that's one right up my alley.
He wins a copy of MLB The Show 21. Props to him.
Yeah.
The Antonio gives it away.
I knew it kind of gave it away. But, again, we're in the business of giving away prizes.
By the way, you know that it's Cakes' secret football crush, too.
Antonio Gibson?
He loves him.
I know. It's so secret.
He could fumble 20 times in a game, and he would defend him.
Yeah. This is
Well, go look at his numbers. He's top 20 in all the important numbers as a rookie who barely played running back. Look, heart sign, Antonio Gibson.
You know, if you perform on Cakes' high money, high dollar fantasy league, he will love you forever.
No, I don't think forever. As soon as he plays bad, he'll cut him.
No.
No, he would cut him. If he all of a sudden started playing poorly and they were like not utilizing him,
no, for like, no loyalty. So if they play well for the entire year, they have some equity built with Cakes.
Hey, all I'm pointing out is
he'll defend him to the death.
He had a very good rookie campaign. I don't know why you guys hating on Antonio Gibson.
We're
guitars.
Not hating on Antonio Gibson. we're just see the correlation between your love affair with him and his fantasy production.
He's got a good name for missing link.
Right.
And what's wrong with him liking a player? Are we not allowed to like players?
No, it's just something I noticed.
And
just
he's
a productive player who was picked in the third round, which is where you should be picking your running backs.
All right, we got one more prize. One more prize to give away. Who's up?
Let's go to Warren on line three. Hey, Warren, what's up, man? You're all with the jump. Warren G calling in. Hey, is he there?
It was just on. Line four or five? Okay, try
five. Chip. No, line four was Brian. Chip.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Morning, hey, guys. Chip. Figure out the missing link. Derek blank Cavill. Derek blank Cavill.
He's not into Superman, apparently.
Crickets.
I mean, it's so easy.
EB? Entertainment guru who played Superman most recently.
Say it again. Darren blank.
Derek.
Derek. Henry.
Blank. There you go.
Nailed it.
All right. That's how you play Missing Link. When we come back, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, including the latest on Tim Tebow's prospects in the NFL. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.